Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
You're looking a little green around the gills today, Joe.
Wait a minute. Gills?
Yeah.
Green?
Green.
I'm not fishy.
No, you're not.
I've been accused of being fishy.
Yeah.
Snorkel. I'm confused.
I was up late last night. You can probably tell I got a little gravel to my voice. So the words might be a little garbled and the jokes might be a little slower, folks.
I was actually working at midnight.
Were you really?
Yep, up in Cleveland.
Good for you.
Oh, no.
No?
I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
So, but I've had a cup of coffee already, so I'm ready to rock.
I've had 2 sips of coffee, so by the end of the show, I'll be fine.
So why am I a little green around the gills?
Well, let's see. I have a trivia question that might help you.
Uh-oh.
This is from Yugo.com. Ugo.com.
Yugo.
Yeah. Rather than I go, Yugo.
It's not a bad car.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Ever wonder why Daffy Duck is so jealous of Bugs Bunny?
No.
Well, prior to Bugs's rise to popularity, Daffy was, well, I know, it keeps you up at night wondering about that, don't
I'm
you?
I'm telling you.
Prior to Bugs' rise to popularity, Daffy was Warner Brothers' biggest star since his debut in 1937. Chuck Jones soon channeled Daffy's spot in the shadows and being at odds with Bugs as a viable direction for the character. Without it, we wouldn't have the classic short Rabbit Fire that started the rivalry.
Despicable!
For a minute, I thought Kat actually said that.
Yes.
I didn't realize that she got that off the internet. I was going to say, you know, you ought to be doing this show.
Stuffing succotash. How does succotash suffer? I've never understood that.
Well, if you eat it, you suffer.
Oh, that's suffering.
Like lima beans.
Yes, ugh. I hate succotash because it has lima beans.
Yuck, oh.
I don't eat beans.
So did that give you a hint?
That you're calling me cartoonish?
No, that's accurate, but that's not correct.
Oh.
Well, here's a joke of a hint from jokesaday.com.
Okay.
I just realized that I did not color code this at all, so I'm reading the whole thing by myself. Why don't you read this one, Joe?
And I'll do color commentary. From jokesaday.com. When our second child was on the way, my wife and I attended a, my wife and I, see, that's a good, yeah, I should be, if you would have read that, that would have been funky. Anyways,
just read.
My wife and I attended a pre-birth class aimed at couples who had already had at least one child. The instructor raised the issue of breaking the news to the older child. Now it went like this. Some parents, she said, go away.
She sang while she said
some parents, she said, tell the older child, we love you so much, we decided to bring another child into this family. But think about that. Ladies, what if your husband came home one day and you said, honey, I love you so much, I decided to bring another wife, to bring home another wife. One of the women spoke up immediately. Does she cook? I got it.
Yeah?
Mormons.
No. Sorry if you're Mormon and listening to the show.
Yeah, I apologize.
Don't write. Don't call.
My name's Dave.
No. Okay. So you're looking green,
you know,
around the gills.
I'm really starting to get jealous of all these hints and clues.
Oh, you're so good. You're so good. Yes. Jealousy.
You know, Bugs was he became the dominant character, and Daffy always was the jealous one.
Yes, he was. He was nasty jealous.
Just always trying to outdo him.
Yeah, for no apparent reason, because, you know, ducks and bunnies are definitely, you know, natural mortal enemies.
Bitter rivalries.
Yeah, I always thought they should have done an Easter special.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Bugs Bunny is an Easter Bunny. No.
That's frightening.
The eggs would blow up or something. Here, Daffy.
Boom.
Shoot the duck.
Okay, so.
Sorry.
Our curious saying today is the green monster.
Ah.
This is from theexperienceproject.com. Why do we turn green with envy? Well, in antiquity, the Hebrew word for envy is kinah, referred to referring to the burning color in the face produced by deep emotion, which I thought was red, but whatever.
Hey.
The Greeks believed that jealousy was accompanied by an overproduction of bile, lending a yellowish-green pallor to the victim's complexion. In the 7th century BC, the poetess Sappho used the word green to describe the face of a stricken lover.
After that, the word was used freely by other poets to denote jealousy or envy. The most famous such reference in the origin of the term green-eyed monster is Iago's speech in Shakespeare's Othello. Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on.
Really? That was like a Kentucky Fried version of Shakespeare with a little bit of Brit in there. That was bizarre.
You want me to do it better?
No.
I can go southern.
No, thank you.
Hey, beware, my lord. Never mind. Oh, jealousy. Anyways.
Guess what I have?
No.
Okay. All right. I have a top 10 list.
Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, cool.
I mean, I kind of have ADD and a little bit of OCD and, you know, whatever, but...
So we have a top 10 list,
yes,
with...
from top5.com.
Top 10 from top 5 with...
6 ways to make your significant other think you're having an affair when really you're not.
And the math adds up.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. And the first one, number 6, is summarize the plot details of the chick flicks playing at any theater with 100 miles when the last time you really took her to see a movie was when you didn't have a mortgage... when you didn't have to mortgage your house for popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn's expensive.
It is anymore.
Yes, it is.
I didn't start on time. Number 5, pay attention to what she says. She'll be so rattled, you'll be able to get away with anything. It's true.
Number 4. So, I was having breakfast with your sister, and we were talking about her soon-to-be divorce, and, boy, doesn't she have the cutest belly button?
Number 3. Bring her candy. Send her flowers. Remember her birthday. Her mother's birthday, and every anniversary. Wedding, first date, first kiss, first share straw. Nah.
Number 2. Stop playing Dungeons & Dragons, going to Star Trek conventions, submitting to Top 5, and maintaining your elfish grammar blog. Start bathing.
Excuse me? What are you trying to say here? And... the number 1 way to make your significant other think you're having an affair when you're not.
Leave the pool cleaning supplies out where your husband can see them, then remind him you don't have a pool.
Dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know why you would want to make your significant other think you're having an affair when you're not, but...
It, for those who play Dungeons & Dragons and completely ignore their spouses, I can understand.
Okay. I'm understanding.
Just put it that way, because they get lost in their little nether world, and they forget that they're married and that they have other people in the house and blah, blah, blah. Hence the reason I don't play those games online. Anyways, from Dumb Criminals. Actually, this is Dumb Criminals from dumbcriminals.com.
Yes, it is.
Slap in the Race, a special report. Ding, 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 Washington, D.C. San Francisco Chronicles. Washington, D.C., San Francisco Chronicles?
I don't know.
Okay, there's a tie-in we don't understand. Under increased pressure from House Democratic leaders, Rep. Cynthia McKinney took to the House floor to apologize for an incident in which she allegedly assaulted a Capitol Police officer at a security checkpoint.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yes, the incident with McKinney began when she tried to go around a security checkpoint, as members of Congress are entitled to do. She wasn't wearing her member's lapel pin, and it appears an officer did not recognize her.
She was challenged, but didn't stop. When an officer tried to stop her and apparently touched her, McKinney allegedly struck the officer in front of a witness.
Since the slap heard around the world, McKinney stated that racial profiling had more to do with the incident than ensuring Capitol Hill's security. You know, I'm sure racial profiling still occurs at airports and in rich neighborhoods, and even at heavily guarded Barnes & Noble stores, but in this case... come on, she would have sounded more plausible if she said the cop stopped her because of her stupid hairstyle.
And she did have the hairstyles. Now this just in, she also said during a CBS interview that the cop stopped her because of her hairstyle and that she believed it made the police suspicious. Her comments sparked a flurry queer eye style insult from many right-wing pundits, including famed radio shock jock Neil Bortz, who said that McKinney looked like a welfare drag queen. It's important to note, of course, that Bortz is balder than a blind guy with a flowbee. A little jealousy, are we there, Mr. Bootsy?
A blind guy with a flowbee?
You know what the flowbee was, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. My ex-husband, actually bought one. He thought that that would be an efficient way to cut our son's hair.
Oh.
And then his own hair. I suggested we should use it on the dog, and only the dog.
And then you went and got the bowl and put it on top of the kid's head?
Yeah. Uh-huh. As far as I know, he's still using it. Yeah. Hence the divorce. Anyway, thankfully, after two straight weeks of accusations, criticisms, yelling, and constant shouting of, "You go, girl," McKinney finally apologized to the officer and the police force over the whole not-so-slap-happy affair. Of course, a federal grand jury is now considering whether or not to indict her on assault charges, and her fellow House members and even some senators, including former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, are calling for her to be investigated by an ethics committee. Tom DeLay is telling someone they need to check their ethics? Isn't that the pot calling the kettle a pot?
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know how that one turned out. I didn't follow it. Did she ever get indicted?
I have no idea. Huh. It went to the back page rather fast, so. We can't have that kind of stuff out in politics.
I found another new website. This one is called hogwild.com.
Hogwild?
Hogwild.com.
Yeehaw.
It is actually a blog.
Okay.
So, this was written by a guy, and he's talking about his girlfriend.
Okay.
It's entitled, "My Girlfriend Was the Most Jealous Girlfriend on the Planet."
His girlfriend was the most jealous girlfriend on the planet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And so here's some examples.
No, that girl was insanely jealous. Some dude must have really been a jerk to her because she trusted me less than...
Okay, you get to choose your own punchline here. She trusted me less than...
You'd trust Michael Jackson in a child's cancer center.
She trusted me less than you'd trust the Spears Federline family to babysit your kid.
She trusted me less than you'd trust anything that came out of the mouth of a politician.
Note. No, you can't choose none of the above. The Valentine's Day card.
Aww.
There was this time she was going through my stuff and found a Valentine's Day card. Who gave you this? Then she reads the card, she raises her eyebrows and says, "Oh."
Because she gave me that card the year before.
She's so jealous she got jealous of herself.
Now that's jealousy.
That's jealousy.
Phone manners. Hello.
Why aren't you happy to hear from me? Who are you with? Why are you being quiet? Oh my God, you're on a date.
What? I'm in a restaurant. I'm grabbing dinner before my show.
You're on a date at a restaurant?
So then from then on, I decided to always answer the phone super happy.
Like?
Hi. Hey, everyone. It's me. It's my girlfriend. I, forming the letters like a cheerleader, L-O-V-E, lover, lover, lover.
Where are you?
In the hospital visiting my grandmother.
So he's in the car and she calls.
Hello.
I hear a woman's voice. Who is that?
Oh my God, not this again.
Who is she?
You want to talk to her?
Yeah, I want to tell her off.
Okay, hold on.
Hi. Who is this? This is Hogwild's mom. How are you doing?
Note, my mom doesn't actually call herself Hogwild's mom. She is way too ashamed of me to admit she is my mom.
The next one is called Text Me.
By the way, on that one, I was waiting for it to be a police officer.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good. That would be good. I thought I would mix things up and try out a new cute pet name for her. So I send her a text message with my cute new pet name for her. And she types back, "Who the heck is this new pet name?"
And I said, "That's my new cute name for you."
No, it's not. You meant to send that text message to a different girl. How many girls are you seeing?
Just one, but it's one too many.
Okay, only the last thing I only thought, but I thought it out loud, really loud.
Yeah, so did I say that out loud?
Yeah. So the next one is called Afternoon Delight.
Oh, Afternoon Delight. Star yeah. something.
Star, start, Starland Vocal Band.
That's it. Starland Vocal
from,
Band.
From their album Rearview Mirror.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. They shouldn't know that. With the deep in the recesses of my brain, that one came out.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Anyway.
A girl from high school that I was friends with came to one of my shows. Now, I hadn't seen her since high school. We never had any kind of romantic history. Well, we were lab partners. Pretty hot stuff, eh? I thought it would be nice to catch up on old times and whatnot. You know, I tell the girl that I have a girlfriend. I tell her my girlfriend that I'd like to talk to this girl. She said, it's okay as long as it's not in a fancy restaurant or anything. Well, duh. So I tell my girlfriend my plans to have a friendly conversation with a girl in the Union Square Park, a very crowded park in Manhattan, at lunchtime. Now, right before I'm supposed to meet this girl, I get a phone call.
I cannot believe you're actually going on a date with that girl.
What? What? It's not a date. We talked about this.
Oh, this is stupid.
What? How can you accuse me of going out on a date with that girl? Didn't I tell you exactly what, where, and when this was happening?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to give it to you. That was a brilliant cover.
You know, like what I'd like to cover?
What?
You, with a little kisses.
No, but I thought it really sarcastically.
Sorry. You, with a little kisses. Streetwalkers. I surprised her with 2 dozen roses just because I thought it was romantic. Now, Man Dictionary says romantic equals sexual encouragement.
Wow, thank you for the flowers. They're beautiful. Wait, what did you do?
What? Nothing. I thought it was just nice, too.
Oh, don't give me that stuff. You're such a player. What, are you seeing every girl in the city?
No. Just then, and I swear to God this is true, this little blonde girl that I know walks by all perky and like says, hi.
The amazing thing is that she didn't accuse me of doing anything with that particular girl, but she starts listing every other female I have contact with. Basically, she said that the only girls I could ever talk to were those standing behind a cash register.
Hey, listen, I want to stay friends with you, but we can't talk anymore.
What? But we've been friends since the 3rd grade.
Well, I guess we can still talk, but you're going to have to get a job at Walmart.
So what's the lesson here, Joe?
If you date a jealous girl, things will not work out in the long run. All your female friends will hate you and end up wearing blue smocks to work.
I'd love that story.
You know, I have to tell you about a girlfriend of mine. This was a friend who was a girlfriend. Okay. Not a girlfriend, but just somebody.
A girl who was a friend?
That's it. Yes, Sheldon would say, she was a girl and she was a friend, but she was not my girlfriend. She dated this guy for better part of 2 years, and everything was like peachy keen. They got married. The next day, he started like monitoring everything she did. If she talked to anybody, he got jealous. If he went out of the house, he got jealous.
Oh.
It was just ugly.
That's not good.
No, it was bad jealousy. Needless to say, that marriage didn't last long.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You don't need to be jealous if you've already put the ring on her finger.
2 years, he never showed that.
Oh, just and all of a sudden.
As soon as that ring went on, bada bing, instant suspicion.
Interesting.
Okay.
Another new website called Buzzle.com.
Buzzle?
Buzzle.com. These are some jokes.
Okay.
Some one-liners.
One-liner jokes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Do you know what a gentleman is?
No.
A byproduct of 6 generations of good breeding or 1 good estimate at the stock market.
Ooh. A lecturer. Do you know what a lecturer is?
No.
Someone who talks to you in your sleep and makes you sleep. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. No.
Adultery is the wrong people doing the right thing.
Divorce, when 2 people can't stomach each other together. Yes.
Pajamas, an article of clothing placed beside the bed for when there's a fire emergency.
True. Love, an intimate feeling that happens more than once.
Jealousy, another intimate feeling that develops for everyone.
Husband, sweetheart, would you say that I'm the only man you'll ever love?
Well, of course you are. Why do all men ask me the same silly question? A A dying wife to her husband. Now, honey, I know you'll marry again someday. She will live in this house and sleep in our bed and use my dishes. And that's all right, but I want you to promise me something.
What's that, honey?
I don't want your second wife to wear my clothes.
All right, I promise. She won't fit any better anyhow.
What? Try that again.
Your clothes won't fit, Benny. Oh.
So.
All right, I promise. Your clothes won't fit Betty anyhow. Ooh. A husband was having an affair. His wife kept getting more and more suspicious and finally spoke to her mate about it.
I have a suspicion that my husband might be having an affair in his office.
Maid, go on. You're only saying that to make me jealous.
Ooh. I think about that one for a minute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A man in a pub had a hangover from the night before.
Man to the bartender, can you give me something for this hangover?
What do you want?
Anything that's tall, cold, and filled with gin.
Another drunk man says,
I'll hit you if you don't take that back. You're talking about the woman I married.
Tall, cold, and filled with gin.
Wow.
Ouch.
Check, please.
And Jennifer says, Charlie asked me to marry him and make him the happiest man in the world.
Which one of these did you decide? In which one of these you decided to do? Wow. A man writing in his diary, I am an ideal man. I don't smoke, drink, or visit nightclubs. I have always been loyal to my wife and don't flirt with strange women. I sleep at 8 o'clock and wake up early. I exercise daily and work regular hours.
But all this will change as soon as I get out of prison.
Ouch!
So Dave has left us. So this show may be 2.5 hours. Because we'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you guys get tired or bored, just, take a nap.
And or if this gets sped up and it goes, that's 2 hours trying to get crammed into 30 seconds. I mean, anyways.
Live without a producer. Anyway, we got more jokes from jokesaday.com.
Excellent. There was once a wife so jealous that when her husband came home one night and she couldn't find hairs on his jacket, she yelled at him, great, so now you're cheating on me with a bald woman.
The next night, when she didn't smell any perfume, she yelled again by saying, she's not only bald, but she's too cheap to buy any perfume.
Now that's jealousy.
That is jealousy.
A jealous husband hires a private detective to check up on his wife. The husband tells the detective he wants both a written account and as many videos of her in any kind of compromising situation as the man can get. Now, 2 weeks later, the detective calls the man and tells him he has all the evidence he needs.
They make an appointment for a meeting. The two of them are sitting there watching the videos. The man sees his wife meeting another man. The two of them are walking in the park together laughing. Another series shows her with a different man laughing and dancing. Altogether, he watches a dozen or so different activities, each with a different man. Each time, both he and the man are showing obvious utter glee.
Amazing, says the shocked husband. Simply amazing. I just can't believe it.
What can't you believe, said the detective. It's right here for you to see. Plus, I have all the times and dates in my log.
I know, said the man, still in shock. I just can't believe my wife could be that much fun. Ow. That's wrong.
Here's a different kind of jealousy.
Okay.
This is the weekly rant from crack.com.
Okay.
This is about siblings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That could be back.
Yeah, just the facts. Brothers and sisters are mortal enemies. Some siblings will get along, but they're freaks. The cause of most rivalries is simple, petty jealousy.
So, the war begins. You're the firstborn of the child of the family. Everyone loves you, devotes endlessly attention to you, and showers you with presents. Life is good.
Wait, you wanted a teddy bear and they only got you a SpongeBob DVD? What gives? And what's this wailing you hear? You go into the other room, your parents have been fixing up, look into the new crib, and there's a new baby, and the brat's got your bear.
So all your life, you lived in the older sibling's shadow. They get straight A's for studying hard while you fail everything because you were too busy playing Halo. They exercise and act pleasant while you're a fat loser who no one could stand. How dare they can be successful because they work for it. Needless to say, it is on.
Choosing the battlefield. Now that you've realized you are the mortal or mortal enemies, you need to find something you can beat them at. Causing your parents to only ever love you and confine that other kid to the basement like they did for Chuck in Happy Days.
Oh.
That's when parents knew how to raise their children.
The first thing to do is to pick a field that you can actually win at, but make sure it's something worthwhile. Sports and academics are generally seen as worthwhile. Drinking 10 beers and not falling down is not. And remember to choose something where you can get an unfair advantage, like playing piano after 5 years of lessons or having a driver's license when the other child is blind.
Now you might be saying, I don't have any special qualities. That's why I spend all day on the internet. And you have a good point. In this case, simply cheat. Get good grades by paying a smarter kid to do your homework. Break their ankles while they sleep so they can't play in the big game. If you can do this without waking them, you're well on your way to writing for Cracked.
And propaganda now. If you're a miserable failure so badly you cannot even cheat your way to favoritism, you have only one option left. Slander. And here are some ways to do that.
Tattle. An oldie but a goodie. Every time your other sibling even steps a toe out of line, make sure to run to mother or father and dish out the dirt so that soon your rival will be grounded and you will move up in your parents' eyes. Remember, the best way to find success is to rat out everyone else.
Number two, use them as a patsy. Now, once you establish yourself as the golden child, start blaming them for your own mistakes. Broken a lamp? Blame it on the other. Robbed a store at knife point? That was your brother, not you. Not only will you elevate yourself, but you will never get in trouble if you do the things right.
Number three, plant evidence. Sexy bras, pregnancy tests, plans to get Carlos Mencia, another show, stuff like that. And don't be afraid to get creative.
And accepting them. But there's always the option of saying screw it and just accepting that they are better at some things than you, which is okay. They worked hard for their high-paying jobs, beautiful spouses, and status as drug kingpin. Why spend your whole life bearing a grudge simply because they are more successful? Because it allows you to avoid having to admit you're a loser. You're an unemployed, egotistical, wonderful guy who still lives with your parents at 40 because your brothers and sisters stole all of your potential. I mean, you could just go have a shower and look for a job, but hey, this is easier. Almost tripped me up on that word.
Yeah, almost. I have another top 10 list from top5.com.
Top 10 from top 5 with?
Top 10 signs.
No, that must be a misprint.
No, we can't have 10. It's top 10 signs your cat hates your significant other.
Oh. Okay, this could be bad.
How are we doing on time, Dave? Because we completely forgot our clocks.
2 minutes.
Okay, we're going to do these quick.
Number 10, she finds her prized parakeet's head in her bed.
Number 9, he keeps trying to cover him up with kitty litter.
Number 8, the cute way he needs her is not the sign of affection. He's searching for an artery.
Ooh. Number 7, she starts receiving anonymous threatening tuna-scented letters.
Fluffy sharpens her claws on the brake lines. Ooh.
That's not a breakfast sausage on her plate.
The missing photo of your girlfriend reappears at a litter box clean time as the head of Mittens doo-doo voodoo doll.
Sweetie, why is there a chipmunk head in my martini?
Your girlfriend has been sprayed so many times, even her perfume ladies at sex gives her a pass.
And the number one sign your cat hates your significant other?
Sure, it's not unusual for a kitten to climb someone's pant leg, but with a Bowie knife clenched in its wee teeth.
Oh, that's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Green with Envy.
No, together we're... Cat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Folks, have yourself a great week.